doing the Gemara on Lememra, Kivin Lo Avdo Bakamaisa, Kamanda Latzoli Dam Majinale. Rashi Dibur Masal Shnia also. So the question is, I mean, why does Rashi seems to be saying like the Riff in the end? I mean, but if you say like the Riff, then he's not being Mefarish to Gemara. Because then the Gemara is for a minute, there's no kasha. Because the reason why it's no good is not because he missed Atachonim, but because he was Gila B'daito, that he wants the second one to be the Tfilas Arvis, and the first one should be the Tfilas Chol, I'm sorry, the Tfilas Tashlumin, and therefore, and you can't have Tfilas Tashlumin before you have Tfilas Chova. Correct? So the whole Rashi, I mean, is again, he's not being mefarish to Gemara. It's against the Gemara. If he held Lashita Sarif, so he should have written that afterwards, not as a part of the Pirush of the Gemara. So why is Rashi being mefarish here? And why did Rashi just say very simply that the first Fili was Mechavan L'Shem Matzoi Shabbos, but the Gemara is saying, Kivin Lo Avdu, the Kamaisa Kamand Lo Tzolidami. So you see that it's not a Tfilah. And for a minute, you see that's not true. So the first one should have been good for tefillah service. That's all you need. What is Rashi getting involved in over here? More than that. That's all he had to say. The reason he got involved is because of the problem of Shnia Oslo. Because Shnia Oslo is going to be a problem. Because if you're going to learn the Gemara straight, that the first one is Mechavim for Matzoi Shabbos, and the second one is Mechavim for Tefillah Shabbos, Tashlumin, so why should it be Shnia also, though? Because then you're going to have a problem. I mean, well, we're going to get into a problem with that. But then you'd have a problem that the Shnia, the Rishon is low, also low, I understand. But why is Shnia also low? Because why is Shnia also low? And if it was Mispal L'Shem Tashlumin, and he doesn't have a Tfilas Chova preceding it. That's one problem. But moreover, if you take a look at the Brisa is saying that he was Hivdil B'Shnia. The Brisa gives the Memra. Vim Hivdil B'Shnia. V'lo Hivdil B'Rishon Asher Shnia Osala. What is the Brisa trying to say? Vim Hivdil B'Shnia. V'lo Hivdil B'Rishon Asher Shnia Osala. Brisa just should have said that Mavdil B'Rishon Aveinu Mavdil B'Shnia. Vim Hivdil B'Shnia. The in lo hivdil barishona, then it should have said shnia lo also lo, shnia nami lo also lo. Okay, because he doesn't have the tefillas chova first, or if it's also lo for some reason, whatever. But why is the Brisa saying that if he's mavdil b'shnia, that shnia also lo? That's what's bothering Rashi here. Something's going on here with the Shnia also, that the Brisa had to save him, Hivdul B'Shnia. Okay? So Rashi wants to explain the Memra. So Rashi says the only way you can explain the Memra is as follows. That when it says Shnia also, it doesn't mean Shnia also L'Shem Tashlumin. Okay? It doesn't mean Shnia also L'Shem Tashlumin. Why? No, that's not what it means. Because it makes a point of saying Vim Hivdil B'Shnia. So it doesn't mean it's also L'Shem Tashlumin, and because it was also L'Shem Tashlumin, if it was also L'Shem Tashlumin, then it wouldn't have had to say Vim Hivdil B'Shnia. Am I right? Wouldn't matter. So the fact that it says when Hivdil B'Shnia means he wants to tell you that the Shnia is also low L'Shem Arvis. Right? Okay, so now the whole thing is very complicated. Because In other words, Rashi is being medayik from the memra, that if the memra wanted to say it was mechavim the first one for arvus and the second one for tashlumin, okay, so shni also lo and rishon lo also lo because it wasn't mavdul, but shni also lo l'shem tashlumin, so it didn't have to say v'im hivdul b'shniya. So something's going on here. So why does it say v'im hivdul b'shniya? So Rashi says the reason why I said v'im hivdul b'shniya is to tell you that shniya is also lo l'shem atzoy Shabbos. So now we have a whole paradox here. What was in mechavim the first one? What was in mechavim the second one? Was in mechavim the first one what's the Bryce telling me? That what was he mechavim here? Was mechavim the first one for Matzoy Shabbos? If it was mechavim the first one for Matzoy Shabbos, okay. But then we'll see the second one if mechavim l'shem tashlumin, right? So that has to be explained. And if he was mechavim, but if he was mechavim the second one l'shem Matzoy Shabbos and the first one l'shem tashlumin, okay, so then he should be Yotzei. He should be Yotzei both of them. So you have to explain that too. What about that possibility? In other words, in short, you have to explain all the possibilities, remove all the possibilities, and explain why the memra comes out exactly. Then hivdil b'shniya, the low hivdil in low hivdil b'rishon, hivdil b'shniya. Why shniya is also low? L'shem Matzoy Shabbos. Must be L'shem Matzoy Shabbos. Because if it was L'shem Tashlumin, so you wouldn't need Hivdil. Okay, so it must be L'shem Matzoy Shabbos. So how does it work that's L'shem Matzoy Shabbos? On the surface, it would seem that he was Mechavin, the Gemara is proving that he must have Atachonim, because he was Mechavin in the first one, and he missed Atachonim, so it's no good. So that seems clearly the first one is Mechavin L'shem Matzoy Shabbos. So now what happened in the second one? Right. It has to be explained, I mean. So if the second one was Hashem Tashlumin, so you wouldn't have to say also lo because he said he was mavdul in it. So what does the mavdul have to do? So the answer is Rashi switches. Rashi says mavdul means he's yotzei l'shem motzoi Shabbos, not l'shem Tashlumin. Okay. So now once you say the second one is yotzei l'shem motzoi Shabbos, now a question immediately arises. So if that's the case, so maybe he was mechavin in the first one l'shem Tashlumin, and he should be yotzei both. You should be able to both. Okay? So Rashi has to explain the memra. So Rashi says the second one is Bishvil Tfilos Motzoi Shabbos. Rishonalo also lo Shein Aklum Shein Lo Lagdam Tfilos Shav as Manalo Tfilos Shav Mana Achshav. So that can't be. So it must be that the first one is Mechavin. So if we would look at it and say that and determine that he switched, or the possibility that he switched, so that's not a possibility. So you must say the first one, he was Mechavan L'shem, Tfilos Motzoi Shabbos. And that's the Gemara's Raya, that if you miss out the Chonein, that is Ma'akev, Kolot Soligami. Right? So now what happened in the second one? So Rashi explains, Vashniya Nami Lo Also Lo L'shol Shabbos. He says the second one you can't say, maybe the second one's Tashlumin. So he says, no, you can't say the second one's L'shem Tashlumin. Ho the hivdul bagila daito she'ena shel Shabbos, v'hi techoshev l'shel arvus. So since he was mavdil in the shniya, so it means what must have happened was that he davened the first one, and then he realized he forgot at the chone, so davened the second one again l'shem arvus. So that's why shniya is also low. That's why shniya is also low. But Rashi says, why couldn't the Braisa say that Shniya is also lo l'shem Tashlumin? Okay? Why couldn't the Braisa have said Shniya is also lo l'shem Tashlumin? Or the Braisa could have said in lo hivdil barishona, and lo hivdil b'shniya, so shniya nami lo also lo. Why doesn't the Braisa have that case? So apparently Rashi concludes that wouldn't be true. that if he wasn't Mavdil Barishona and he wasn't Mavdil Bishniya, that the Shniya would be also Lo L'Shem Tashlomin. But the Brisa wants to tell you that if it was Mavdil Bishniya, then if he's Mavdil Bishniya, the Shniya is also Lo L'Shem Matzoy Shabbos. Okay? The only question is that Rashi is basing himself on the assumption that if what? That if he wasn't Mavdil Bishniya, that the only reason the Shniya is not also L'Shem Shabbos is because he was Mavdil in it. But if you weren't Mavdil in it, apparently it would be also L'Shem Shabbos. He has the same problem that he had before, namely that ein lo lahagdim tefila she'over zmano with tefila she'zmano achshav, and he'll be magdim. So Rashi didn't have to deal with this whole second part, because Rashi could have simply said that the reason why the Brisa says Ashniya, he did Shniya l'shem, he was mavdil b'shniya, is because that's the only way that the Shniya will be also low for something. Because otherwise, I'd say the first one he missed out because it was Mavdil b'shniya l'tzoy Shabbos, and the second one he can't because he has the same problem. Correct? So, right? We'll come get it. But, what? Rashi should have left it the way Rashi said, like this. That Rashi's problem is, why does he have to say Mivdil B'Shniya? So, Mivdil B'Shniya obviously is telling you that the Shniya is L'Shem Matzoy Shabbos. Right? But, and to tell you that you Yotze L'Shem Matzoy Shabbos. Okay, and that's the only way it could be Yotze. Because if you weren't Mavdil B'Shniya, you wouldn't be Yotze either one of them. That's what Rashi should have said. I mean, correct? Rashi should have said that way. That the reason why it says Mavdil B'Shniya is because if you wouldn't say Mavdil B'Shniya, you wouldn't say any of them. Because the first one you're not Yotze because it's you missed out the Chana. And then the second one you're not Yotze because you can't be Magdim Tefillah Tashlum, Tefillah Shchava, you don't have Tefillah Shchava yet. But Rashi didn't learn that way. He learns that the Gemara could have said, if it wouldn't say Mavdil B'Shniya, so it's true, you wouldn't be Yotze, you would be Yotze the second one. But the second one, then you'd be Yotze L'Shem Tashlumin. But it wants to show you that if Mivdil B'Shniya, then the second one, you're Yotze L'Shem Chava. L'Shem Chava. That's why it says Mivdil B'Shniya. Now, you shouldn't think that the truth of the matter is that's Pashat, that you'd be Yotze the second one L'Shem Tashlomim. That's not a Chiddush. Wants to tell you that Mivdil B'Shniya is Yotze the second one L'Shem Matzoy Shabbos. That's the Chiddush. Why? Because it's Gila B'Daito, Shein Shal Shabbos V'Yishtecha Shal Shalarvis. Wants to tell you another halacha. Okay? But Rashi is based on the assumption that if he was Mispalel the first one L'Shem Matzoy Shabbos, and he wasn't Yotze, then the second one, the Tfilas Tashlumin, would be good, L'Shem Tashlumin Shal Shabbos. But the question is why? That's the Masha's question. Why? I mean, because he's still going to have a problem being Magdim Tfila She'ein Zman Achshav, L'Tfila She'Zman Achshav. Or L'Tfila She'av Zman, L'Tfila She'Zman Achshav. Yeah. So, I mean, we wanted to go with the Rashash's approach. Rashash's nice approach. The thing is that, in other words, that the halach of being magdim is not halach in the chefza shel tefillah. It's not halach that you must have the chefza shel chova in order to be matir, to have the tefillah tashlumen. But the halach, it's halach in the gavra, that the gavra should not be magdim. It's mashma that way in his lashon. She'ein lo lahagdim tefillah she'over zmano l'tefillah she'zman achshav. He should have said she'ein lo lahagdim tefillah tashlum l'tefillah shchava. No, but it's a lack in the gavra that he's being a magdim, a tefillah she'over zmano to a tefillah she'zman achshav. Because tefillah she'zman achshav is more immediacy. So lefnei amakom, I mean, he has to be aware of that. That's a lack in the gavra. It's a lack in the gavra. So the only problem is that, so now he has the same lack. Because since he doesn't have a tefillah, since he wasn't Yotze, we're speaking hypothetically, if the case was where he wasn't Mavdil B'Shniyah. So since he wasn't Mavdil B'Shniyah, so he wasn't Yotze the second one, because he's being Magdim that one to a tefillah. Again, he's being Magdim, because he wasn't Yotze the first one. So now he's confronted with two tefillahs. Tefillah Shazmana Achshav and tefillah Lashava. And he's going to be mispal tefillah Lashava. So he shouldn't be Yotze again. Right? Shouldn't be Yotze again. So it's nice to say it's Allah and the Gavra, but the fact is, after he gets finished with this first Shmon Esrei, he still remains without a tefillah. Now he's confronted with the same problem. Yeah. So how could you answer this question by saying it's Allah and the Gavra? Yeah. So I was thinking, you could say, that's what we wanted to learn actually, that since it's Allah and the Gavra being Magdim, so since he doesn't know, so he was Machaven in the first one, Lashem Tfilas Chova. So if he weren't Mavdil Bishniya, the Shni would be also Lashem Tashlomim. Because the Gavra is not being, it's not a psalm in the Gavra of being a Magdim, a Tfilah She'ovar. And he also doesn't know that he wasn't Yotze the first one. He doesn't know he wasn't Yotze the first one. So therefore, you could say that. That's the Rashash's approach. You could say that. That he doesn't know. So the Gavra is not a Magdim. So he really thinks the first one was from Matzoi Shabbos and he thinks it's Yotze. And the second one, if he weren't Mavdil B'Shniyah, so then we would say that he thinks the second one is coming after the first one, so he's not a Magdim. So there's no Psalm the Gavra of being a Magdim at Tfilah Shezmana L'Sha'avar to a Tfilah Shezmana Achshav. You could interpret Rashi that way. It's purely Psalm the Gavra, yes. In other words, I would say like this, that the psul in the Gavra is that he lacks in the concept of Omer Lefnei Hashem. Because Omer Lefnei Hashem now he has a chov on him right now. And he's like going into a payback situation. So he's going into a payback system. It's not a payback system, it's Omer Lefnei Hashem, and you have a chiyuv tefillah right now. This is a chiyuv tefillah. So you can't, it's not time to be concerned about, not time to be concerned about paying back. What? No, the Gemara says, because Tashlumin is Schar Tefillah Yeshleh, but Schar Tefillah Bezman Olesleh.
What is it?
So it's a separate chovah that you had, that you have a schus to be mashlim that chovah that you had. I mean, but it's not the immediacy of Omer Lefnei Hashem B'Tefillah. It's a separate halacha.
The chovah can only be done now.
What?
It can only be done now.
The chovah.
It's machlokes
shanim on that, but we're passing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a different concept. It's a concept in the Gavra being Yotze a key. He's missing a kiyum tefillah, and he has an opportunity to fulfill a kiyum tefillah. But a tefillah that's chova achshav, it means the amid lefnei Hashem demands this right now. If you forget about your personal perfection and what you're lacking, and try to be mashlim what you're lacking. I mean, right now there's the reality of tefillah lefnei Hashem, and that takes priority. For instance, if the chachamim were not mesakin tashlumin, you couldn't have tashlumin. It's a chiyuv. I understand it's a chiyuv, but it's a different kind. I'll give you an example. In other words, in Tashlumin, what is the motivation for the Tashlumin? What's the machaya for the Tashlumin? The fact that the person is lacking perfection. He's lacking the perfection of a Maisa Tfila. That's what Tashlumin is. So I don't want to lose out on that. Okay, I don't want to lose out on that. So I want to be the beneficiary of what Tfila does for a person. Okay? So the Rachamim are matir a tashlume tefillah. So therefore you can have the benefit of a tefillah. I mean, but the tefillah that approaches you on the spot and says, right now you're chayav lama lefnei Hashem l'spalel, That's a different concept of that's a different obligation. That's a different kind of a that's a different type of a injunction. I mean, that's a demand. That means that's a demand because of the existence of God and because of your presence. You're being in His presence. I mean, you're being there. I mean, that's an immediate phenomenon of Lifnei Hashem. I mean, it's not. This is a secondary concern. I lost out on the benefit of Tefillah. Tefillah benefits a person. I lost out. I'm sorry about it. I want to have the opportunity to have that perfection. That's a personal concern. This is a reaction to an immediacy, an immediate situation, an immediate reality of Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem demands right now, even this ball, and not to be concerned about your perfection right now. Right now, there's a realistic phenomenon. There's a reality of only Lifnei Hashem.
What?
Oh, so the psulin of being magdim is that you are not recognizing the reality of your situation of omer lifnei Hashem, and you're taking your personal concern. It's true; it's a nice concern about perfection, but it's still a personal concern. You're giving that priority to the reality of answering the phenomenon of the metaphysical demand of tefillah. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're involved in your personal concern. I have tashlum and I have to take care of my tashlum. I want to perfect myself. It's very nice. But this, right now, Lifnei Hashem is demanding this tefillah. There's nothing, there's no other concern but the reality of only Lifnei Hashem. And if you don't do that, but you're concerned about you lost out. So you're worried about that. So you want to make amends. I mean, you want to benefit from what tefillah offers you. That is in contradiction to the concern of the reality of omer lifnei Hashem. And tefillah shesmanu achshav is the reality of omer lifnei Hashem. So if that's you're not supposed to think about yourself. You're not supposed to be thinking about yourself. That's secondary. Means you have to think about yourself. But the primary concern of the demand of tefillah is the reality of Lifnei Hashem is a metaphysical reality. You have to respond to it as an Adam. So you're throwing that away, saying, I don't want to miss tefillahs. I mean, don't think about yourself right now. Right now, you have to be concerned with the reality, the metaphysical reality of tefillah. And that is tefillah shezmano achshav. That's what Rashi's saying. So that would explain. So even though he's betos, he's making a mistake, but since it's a psul in the gavra, so over here he doesn't have that psul. He doesn't have that psul. So therefore, shniyah could be also lo l'shem tashlomim. Shniyah could be also lo l'shem tashlomim. Because he's not intentionally being a magdim. His das of Omed Lifnei Hashem is intact, and he wasn't Yosef the first one because he missed out the Chanein, but the second one will be also Lo L'Shem Tashlomin. I think it's very good. But I was wondering if you could say even further, perhaps, I'm not sure. But the question, yes, Scott. In other words, if in the Maisa Tefillah there's a contradictory idea to Omer Lifnei Hashem, so the Maisa Tefillah is not Maisa Tefillah. Okay? I mean, that's what we had on Friday. So after all is said and done, the way Rashi's learned the Brisa, so then Hivdil B'Shniyah is telling you, really, it must be also about the Shniyah. The Shniyah would be also low. Be also low Shem Shabbos. But the reason why it says from Hizdul B'Shniyah is to tell you that if it's Havdolah B'Shniyah, so then it's only also low Shem Atzai Shabbos. And it can't be also low Shem Tashlomim. So it's telling you a Milsi Yaserta, a new Chiddush. Okay. So if he wasn't Mavdil Barishana or Bishniya, the Shnihu Biyotze, because we'd assume that he knows that Lifnei Hashem demands that you must respond immediately to demand of Lefnei Hashem and the tefillah that's chayav ba'achshav, and not be concerned about the tashlum. So the Rashash is trying to say that when the person starts off, he starts off with avos, and it's Matzoy Shabbos, he intends to daven tefillah on Matzoy Shabbos, he starts off with avos, gvuros, akela kadosh, it's all tefillah, up to that point it's all tefillah sechava. What happens? Atachon, and he forgets Atachon Atama. So now, what? It suddenly has a different character now. From now on, Mikan al-Habo. I mean, what happened before? What kind of a halachic system is it? So the answer is that what is lacking is in the Kiyum Tfilas Chova. At the end of the Tfilah, there's a Kiyum Tfilas Chova. He doesn't have a Kiyum Tfilas Chova, but a Maisa Tfilas Chova he has. It was a Maisa Tfilas Chova. So that's what the Rashash is trying to say. So he was really, so the Rashash is saying, since it was a Maisa Tfilas Chova, so that's why now, if he davens Tfilas Tashlumen, it'll be fine. If he davens Tfilas Tashlumen, now it'll be fine. Because he was magdim a Maisa Tfilas Chova. Okay? He was magdim a Maisa Tfilas Chova. That's what he's saying. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. See, what bothers me about it is that still and all, after all is said and done, right now, after he's finished, he still has two tefillahs that he's confronted with. You see? So, one, because he doesn't have the Kiyum Chava, so how do you get away with the fact that it's very nice that he has a Maisa Tefillahs Chava, but I think you're going to have the problem again on Friday. But after he's finished, fact is, now he's confronted with two tefillahs, a tefillahs chova and a tefillahs tashlumen. So he's doing the same chait again. He's doing the same shortcoming again. I mean, that's what bothers me about it. But the way we're learning, it's purely in the gavra. So in the gavra, all made the tefillah. So that's not a psalm. Okay? See, I wouldn't say tefillah sachshav is a primary chiyuv. It is primary, but I wouldn't put it in those terms. I'd say tefillah shel achshav is in tefillah, you're dealing with odom in terms of being a metaphysical reality. In that framework, his response to the Lifnei Hashem is an essential metaphysical expression of his mahus, of what he is as an odom. It's beyond anything else. That's what it is. And the other tashlumin is a concern for shleimus ha'adam, which is a secondary type of thing. So I wouldn't say primary and secondary in the sense that they're both in the same class. I think it's a qualitative primary. It's a different type of a phenomenon. Okay, it's like if a person was like by Moshe Rabbeinu was as Vayavine asne boy vayish asne nani uko. So asur no veres amar agud lazer, right? That wouldn't be a time for Moshe Rabbeinu to be concerned about a shleimus ha'adam. I mean, it's a different thing. It's a gilui shchina. There's something to look into. There's chachmas Hashem. It's not a time to be concerned about about doing tshuva even. I mean, it's not appropriate. It's denying the metaphysical reality that's in front of you. So tefillah shel achshav is a metaphysical reality that's right here now because you're before God, you're in God's presence. I mean, it's a response to being in God's presence. So that's something which is a different type, a qualitatively differentiated kind of a metaphysical phenomenon, existence. And it's not a time for other concerns. That's the concept. So if you don't have that, if you mugged him, so that means you're lacking in the whole of Nei Hashem and its bottle. Now, what Ellie's mentioning is right. I mean, over here, the halachic categories are different. And because of the nature of Avodah Shebelev, I mean, it's a different kind of character to it. So we just said, like, it's reaching up as close to the metaphysical as it can with its halachic nature. And that's as far as it can go. Can't go any further. No, what it shows is, that's correct, What it I mean, like, for instance, this idea shows you that philosophically, the whole essence of tefillah is dalef nemi atame. I mean, it goes right up to that principle, the philosophical principle. It's tied into the principle, the Yedias Hashem. It's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. That's right. Yeah, Allah guides it. Allah guides it. That's right. The Allah adapts itself to a metaphysical closeness. I mean, but that you find that in Avodah Zarah too. You find that in every area. I mean, you find that in its own way, in its own unique way. That is an amazing thing. That in every area, that quality of the halacha adapting itself to the philosophical principles behind the halacha. I mean, without becoming non-halachic, without going out of its realm, retains its integrity in terms of halacha, but it somehow or other wraps itself around the concept and gets as close to the concept as it can without going out of halacha. It is an amazing structure, halacha. That's what it says. Yesh targum masolam al tamid. There's nothing like that anywhere else. The chovas tashlumen is a secondary layer. In other words, really tashlumen, the concept is to undo the muvus lo chalisko. That's what the Gemara says, right? So, but once now you can undo it. So once the Chacham said, "Oh, you can't undo it," we'll machayev you don't do it.
You cannot.
Well,
not
undo it. Now you can't not
undo it.
So it's a different. If by not doing it, it's a different kind of a deficiency. It's deficiency in not correcting yourself, so not taking advantage of it. Yes. We are doing Taisus. We're doing Taisus now. Tov lo aspal. So what Taisus holds clearly is that if you forget Yalav Yavo, it's definitely a Kiyam Tefillah B'Shlemus, 100% Kiyam Tefillah. The only thing is you're missing the Chiyuv Hazkara. You're missing, and because of the Chiyuv Hazkara, you're Chayiv to be Mispalel again, right? I mean, let's say, for instance, he remembers right away. So he has a Kiyam Tefillah, but he has a Chovas Hazkara, and the Chovas Haskara is Machayiv in a whole Shmon Esrei. In order to be Mekayim, the Chovas Haskara. Okay. Go ahead. But he says, so if that's the formula, so naturally, if at nighttime it's not Rosh Chodesh, so he was saddled with the Chovas Haskara in Mincha, which he didn't fulfill, and now it's Motzah, and now it's the next day. So if the next day is Rosh Chodesh, so he could fulfill his Chovas Haskara of Mincha. But if the next day is not Rosh Chodesh, so there's no reason to spoil because he's not going to get anything. Lo yarviach klum, that's Taisus, okay? In other words, he has a Chiyav Haskara. The question is, can he exercise his Chiyav Haskara? So the Taisus says it doesn't make any sense if he can't exercise his Chiyav Haskara. What is davening for? He has very tefillah shel yudches, okay? Hard to argue with Taisus once you assume the premise. I mean, the other Rishonim disagree, but once you assume the premise that if you forget the Haskara, that the Tefillah is a good, there's a valid Tefillah, which, I mean, is good reason to assume that. So then, I mean, Taisus' logic naturally follows. Okay? Go ahead. In other words, the Machayev of Haskara is just like a Machayev of Tefillah. What? I mean, because you can't just say Haskara by itself, so you have to daven all Shemon Esrei, because you can't. It's not possible to just be mekayim the chiyav Haskara and just say Yalav Yavo without the brachas. You can't say, yeah. But you got to say Taisus holds this tashlumin on a chovas Haskara, because it's a chovas tefillah, and just like this tashlumin on chovas tefillah yudches, there's tashlumin on a chovas tefillah of Haskara too. That's what you have to say. That's what he held. That's a little difficult part. That's why the other Rishonim learn that it lacks in tefillah. It's not a tefillah, because the older tashlum is on tefillah itself. Where do you see tashlum on a chovas haskar? But Taisvis, I mean, it's smoother on the other hand, because it's more mustava to say it is a tefillah. It's haskar is missing. But why is mafkid old tefillah? But Taisvis is going to have to say that there's a chovas tashlum on a chi of haskar. That's what I'm saying. If you missed mincha, it's not doma to the case where you missed mincha, and now what? So he says, so what's the purpose? It's after Shabbos already. You can't be masker Shabbos anymore. So the answer is, that's true. He's not going to go back for that. That's gone. That's lo yaviach. But the fact is that he did miss tfilas mincha. So that he's going to be maviach. That now at least he has a tefillah. All right, that's what Taisus says. The main question on Taisus, how does Taisus compare the two? He wasn't mispal at all. I mean, Taisus didn't know that he wasn't mispal. Of course, he said he wasn't mispal.
What's the difference? What?
So you must say Taisus held that there's a possibility to say the tefillahs on Shabbos are different. That the tefillahs on Shabbos is not generated by a chovas tefillah with a haskara of Shabbos. That the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos is Mechayev an expression through tefillah. Right? So if that's the case, so then why should you go back if you missed Mincha on Shabbos? Because you're not going to be Maviach Klum. I mean, so what's Taisus going to prove from that? So why do you go back there? And how's that going to have an effect on Yalav Yevah?
Right.
Right? Yeah. See, I think it has to do with the heart of the idea of Tashlumen. Okay? Is Tashlumen really... Actually, Taisus gets into that in a little bit. In other words, is Tashlumen... Oh, let's let it go. It's a good question. Let's go a little further on Taisus. What's the situation? Lohu mispal yosem imashu chayv lespal. Shelo oilo lespal ki im zayin brachas from mispal yud ches. What's his question here? Zayin and yud ches. He's mispal more. Yeah, why? Because the tefillah zayin is a different tefillah? Because tefillah zayin is a qualitatively differentiated tefillah than tefillah yud ches. So if that's the case, wouldn't he have had a problem with if he's mispal, if he's by mincha and erev Shabbos? That's the first case. It's tov lespal mincha b'erev Shabbos, mispal b'lel Shabbos shtayim. Yeah, but it's a different tefillah altogether. It's a different tefillah. If Taisus' question is based on the fact that tefillah zayin is different than tefillah sitches, it's qualitatively differentiated, and therefore you can't have tashlumin for something on something that's ein amino. So what did Taisus do with the other, with the first part of Gemara? Tov lo espal mincha b'erev Shabbos, mispal b'Shabbos shtayim. What do you mean? Shabbos is Zion, is a different feel altogether. So how is that possible? Why didn't that bother Taisus? So you see, what?
That's basically what you said before, because what is Tashlumen? It's just a key in terms of the philosophical opportunity that the person missed and didn't go make the philosophy.
Okay, so same thing over here.
Right.
So what's his question?
Okay.
What's his question? So you see, you can't learn Taisus that way. I think most people learn Taisus that way. That the Havamina Taisus is that Tfilas Zion is not the same Tfilas, Tfilas Yudches. So how could you be Mashlam, a Tfilas Zion with a Tfilas Yudches? I mean, it was a different Tfilas. If that was his question, you have the same question from Erev Shabbos. That doesn't seem to bother him. Exactly. His emphasis is on Yoser. That you're being mispal Yoser mimashu chayev lespal. So what do I care if he's mispal Yoser? So what's the answer? Brech levatala. Because he holds tashlumin has to be zeh tachazeh. Okay? Has to be sheva b'sheva. You owe. What do you owe? You owe 7. And now you're paying back 18. So, the other way doesn't matter. The other way doesn't matter. There's no brachah levatala, because you owe 18, so now it's going to be 7. So there's no problem. You're being mashlim. In other words, in order to, you need one word here that he holds. In order, the chachamim were matir tashlumen. So you need a matir for tashlumen. So it has to be tashlumen that you owe it. So if you owe 7, you can only pay back 7. The other brachas, you don't owe them. So there's no din tashlumim. It's bracha levatala. But if you owe 18 and you pay back 7, you're fine. So you didn't pay back everything. So that doesn't mean you don't pay back nothing.
You make
that apparently Tesh doesn't bother with. He holds then that doesn't care because he holds you owe 7. It's the fact that you're being like let's say the 7th one, the middle one on Shabbos. So that's she'ela. So you owe a she'ela. So it doesn't have the same she'ela. He's another she'ela. But you owe because tefillah is bakasha. So you owe a bakasha. So you can pay back with another bakasha because it's the benefit of the being mavakish, not the specific bakasha is not important. That's just important with regard to the question of being maskei shel Shabbos. But with regard to the question of muvus lo yuchal liskon, a bakasha is a bakasha. So you missed an opportunity to be mavakish. So be mavakish now. I as different bakasha doesn't matter. Same thing. That seems to be clear in Taisvus. That the Zion you owe Zion. So you have no right to pay back 18 because the other ones are not a payback. So it's a bracha levatala. But if you owe 18 and you only pay back Zion, so fine. You owe more, you can't pay back. No. So if a person owes $1,000, so he's not going to pay back $500. I mean, he owes it. He owes it. Stash woman. What? Yeah, apparently it's the premise in Taisha is that the bakasha, that tefillah is a unit of bakashas. It's a unit of bakashas. So every bakasha that you're missing is you're losing out on Shlemus Adam in terms of being mevakesh. That bakasha. You didn't get an opportunity for the bakasha. What? Right. You know, it's a chovas bakashos. It's a chovas bakashos. So you have a chovas bakashos, and you're trying to pay back your chovas bakashos. Okay, it's a chov. It's a chov. It's like paying back a chov. Tashlum and you owe it. Okay? The problem is, since it's a chov as tashlumen, right? And tashlumen means really what you owe. It's a chov. You're bal chov. It's basically a bal chov and you chayav in tashlum. What? So you chayav 7, you can't give back 18, right? So let me, what? So that's what Taisus answers. That you really chayav 18. But the 18 could be accomplished on Shabbos because of Torah. On Shabbos, you can accomplish 18 with Lusheva. But you really chayav an 18. But you're balchov on 18. So when you miss Shabbos, you're balchov on 18. You don't have the hechi timtza of being mishalim the 18 through the 7 anymore. So now, after Shabbos, you're chayav an 18. So now you're chayav in Shmon Esher Bracha. So that's what Taisus explains, right? Yes, question. So according to Taisus, there's a strange question over here. Difficult question. That since Taisus holds Tashlumen is Mamish Tashlumen, so if I'm chayav in Haskara, okay, so how could I be Mishtalim Yudches? I mean, isn't that even worse? The whole Shmon Esher I'm paying back.
That was the only
vehicle
in that
zman
itself. You actually have in a
tefillah
in order to accomplish that.
What do you mean? No. I missed. It's tefillah samincha, and I missed. It's Rosh Chodesh. I missed Yalav. So what did I miss? Askar. So what am I chayven? What am I chayven? Askar. I'm chayven, right? Okay. If I missed Sheva on Shabbos. So what am I chayven? Sheva, right? So I can't be mispal. Even though the only way I can get the sheva is through Yudches, that doesn't help me, because the other brachas are all of Atala, right? So over here on Rosh Chodesh, I'm chayev in what? I'm chayev in Askara, and the only way I could do it is through Yudches. Yeah, but that answer didn't help me when it came to sheva. When it came to Sheva, I didn't say, well, the only way you could do it is through Yudches. You can't just be in Spal Sheva now, because there's no Sheva. So why isn't that the same situation as Rosh Chodesh, where I'm Chayev in Haskara, and you're going to be Matami to Davin Hoshman Esrei? Why? Oh, because you can't just say Yalav Yav. You need Hoshman Esrei. Well, you can't say Sheva either. You need a Hoshman Esrei. So why is that different?
What are you asking on? Let's say
you understand what I'm saying? You understand? That's your kasha, right, Yaakov? That's the kasha. That's the kasha right in this Taisus. Right, the Taisus Shita is that if you're chayav in Yudches, and he can only do Sheva, which is one Bakasha Bamsa, so then he holds it's okay. That's at least depending on what you owe. But if you owe Sheva, which means one Bakasha, now all the other Bakashas that you're paying the Teres Tashlum and it's Brachas Levavolos. So how can you do it? I mean, that's his question. Although the question is, getting back to the question. So the question is that if you're saying that by Bakasha, that if you owe one Bakasha, you owe seven, which means one Bamsa, and now you can't give the rest because it's going to be Brachas Levavolos, right? So when you owe, according to Taisus, when you owe a Chi of Haskara, so how could you go and be Mashlim the whole year of Shemon Esrei? Okay? You'll say you can't do it without it, so you can't do the Sheva without the 18 either. Right? That was the question. So why does Taisus hold, why isn't that a problem? The whole institution, even if the next day is Rosh Chodesh, so it won't help you, because you're only Chayev in what are called Haskara. And since you only have an askara, what right do you have to do all these Shemana Seh Brachas? It's going to be Brachas of Atalos. Okay, that was the question left off of yesterday, right? And that's the face of that Chiyav Askara lends itself to Tashlum just like Tefillah.
I was saying that.
Mendes Kashis on the same time, even if it's before, I just don't see what the purpose of going there is. But even before, you'll have an askara. So how could you go over a whole Shemana Esrei? Even Bismana. But my point is that let's stick with Taisus's principle and ask the Kasha and Taisus himself. I mean, from a methodological standpoint, that Taisus is saying Tashlum is Zetachazet. So if I owe Tashlum a Zion, so I can't pay you off with Tashlum Yilchas, because the extra ones are Brachas Levavolos. So now I owe Tashlum a Haskara, and I'm paying off with Tashlum of Yilchas. I mean, so how could I do that? I mean, that's the question. You want to ask other questions? Ask other questions too. But I mean, let's stick to the question. Okay? What you have to say is like this. I mean, you're getting close to it, but you need one concept over here. That the relationship between the other brachos and the one bakasha is not the same as the relationship between Yalav Yavam, between the 18. Even though in both instances, it's impossible to do one without the other. But the concept of Yalav Yavam and Tefillah is that the Tefillah is a vehicle of Yalav Yavam. It's a vehicle. The other brachas are not a vehicle of each other. It's just impossible to say one without the other. But they're not vehicles of each other. It's a different relationship. You see? So when you're chayev in the tashlumen drags its vehicle along with it. You see? But if the relationship between the two elements are not those of vehicle, so it's not gorer the other one. So therefore, the other one remains levatol, even though it's impossible to do the one without the other 18. You follow? In other words, you have two cases where it's an impossibility to do A without B. Okay? But in one case, it'll be A, you'll be able to do B, and in another case you won't. But there's a svara as to why it is so, and the svara has to do with the subtle relationship between the elements. Okay? In one case, the relationship between the elements is that of a vehicle. And that's the Yalav Yavam and the Shemon Esrei. So the Shemon Esrei is a vehicle of the Yalav Yavam. So since it's a vehicle of the Yalav Yavam, it's nigrar with the Yalav Yavam. The machayev of the Yalav Yavo is the machayev of drags the vehicle along with it. You see, because that's part of its nature. But with regard to the brachas on Tzoyos, you don't say that bracha A, or let's say you have one bracha A. So you don't say the other brachas are a vehicle of this. It's true, it's impossible to do it without them. That's because there's no such thing. But they're not a vehicle of the thing. So they can't be nigrorim achareho in the machayev. And since they can't be nigrorim achareho in the machayev, so there's no way to allow to do it. Because it's simply a brachal batala. It's not nigra. You see, that's the way it is. I mean, the machayev is gorer its basis, but it's not gorer other elements that happen to be related to it and form one entity, I mean, it's not Gora there, because it can't be Gora, it has no relationship there, so it can't be Gora that altogether. Okay? I mean, that would explain Mendy's kasha too. Plus, on Rosh Chodesh itself, if you miss the Alevi Yavol, so why is it Mutter Dam Noshman? I say, you only owe Askara. But the answer is the owing of Askara is ipso facto owing the framework which is the vehicle of the whole Askara. So it's Gora, the framework. Once you have the Machayah for the thing itself, it's Gora, the framework. Masha Einakein, other things that make it possible, are not Negrorim because they don't have that relationship. It's just that there's a Shmon Esrei of Yud Ches, and there's no other Shmon Esrei. So in order to get seven, I'm going to have Yud Ches. But it doesn't mean the other intermediary brachos are vehicles of each other. I mean, what, they're vehicles of each other? It's just that this is the only structure you have. You have a structure of Shalosh Emsoyos, Shalosh Hashanos. I'm sorry, you have 13 Emsoyos, and you have Shalosh Hashanos and Shalosh Hashanos. So, but the Emsoyos, you can't say each one of the Emsoyos is a vehicle of each other. They're not vehicles, they're elements. Each one's a separate element. You can't daven the tefillah unless you have X amount of elements. So now I only owe seven elements, so how do I daven Yud Ches? It's not Tashlumin. So it's Brachas Levatolos. That's what Teisha is maintaining. In order to be included in the Machayev, you need that specific relationship that allows it to be Nigra Acharel. And that's only if it's a vehicle. Okay? In other words, Teisha is dealing with what is the nature of Tashlumin. Is Tashlumin a halacha that you have a certain chiyuvim that you have to pay? And those chiyuvim are represented in the tashlumei tefillah. Okay, that's one. That's one possibility. That's what Teishas holds. But there's another possibility. It's not a halacha of a representation in the cheftza of tashlumei rishon. The halacha is the whole tashlumei tefillah. It just deals with just halacha of tefillah. If you miss tefillah, so then you pay back tashlumin. But there's no character in the tashlumin of your original chiyuvim. So you can't break it down. You can't say it's Tashlumei Haskara, Tashlumei Yud Ches, Tashlumei Zayin. You can't break it down like that. It's not a halacha of Tashlumen expressing themselves in the Cheftza. Okay? It's just a halacha in general that if you miss a Chovas Tefillah, an opportunity of Tefillah, so then you miss Baal Shtayim, the next Tefillah. Doesn't matter what it is. So Tesfis from Shabbos, at first sight, if you interpret Shabbos to be that you can't separate the Askaras Shabbos from the Tefillah Shabbos, but it's all one intertwined entity, so then you have a problem because Hakam Asoy Shabbos, you miss Baal Shtayim. Because there's no Cheftza Shel Tashlumin in the character of what you're being mispaul. Because the character of Tashlumin, to have Tashlumin the way Teisvis learns, it means it's transporting the character of the original Chiyuv into the Tashlumei Tefillah. So translating it into Tashlumei Tefillah. So then on Shabbos it would be totally impossible. So you see Tashlumin is not totally in representing the actual Tashlumin, but it's totally in the Yechaser Tefillah. So Yechaser Yitches, so you're mashlim with Tishman Esres. So if that's the case, so then you're going to have to say by Yalav Yavo also that if you're missing the Haskara, why do you go back? I mean, you must say if it's Tashlumin, Tashlumin is Aloha in Tefillah, not Aloha in the Cheftza Shel Tashlumin. So then you're going to have to say because you're missing the whole Tefillah. So then the whole Tesis would be wrong, and that's why Tesis proceeds after this to ask about Zayin and Yud Ches, because the character of the Tashlum of the Chova is represented in Tashlumin is really an exact representation of what your Chov is. You're Baal Chov. You have to exactly represent what your Chov is in the forthcoming Tefillah. It's not Halacha generically in Tefillah. Chaser Tefillah is Baal Shtayim. What? Oh. If you miss Mincha on Shabbos, so why do you daven? Well, so of course they're separate. In other words, you could separate out the Yud Ches from the Haskara. That's right. That's why Maviach. That's right. of the very nature of the thing. That's right. The maviach, the revach, the term revach is really according to Tosfos, it's like what do you call it? Like a balchayv. So balchayv, you owe a certain substance, and you're maviach because you're paying back that substance exactly. So tashlumin really, according to Tosfos, is based like on dina mamonis, like you owe this thing, and you're a balchayv, and I have to pay this exact thing. It's not a halacha in tefillah. You miss the tefillah, so now you have an opportunity to be mispal shtayim. You missed the perfection of tefillah, so you lost that opportunity, so now we'll give you another opportunity for the shleimus adam for the perfection of tefillah. Then it wouldn't matter. But you can't have both theories. You can't operate with both theories. It's either one or the other. So Tosfos says, at first sight from Shabbos, it would appear that it's the other theory. Namely, that it's simply you missed the opportunity of tefillah, so they give you an opportunity to be mispal shtayim. Okay? If that's the case, so then on Rosh Chodesh, you can't say that you go for the azkara, because you were mispal. So why do you do it again? The answer is, you must say it doesn't have a din tefillah. That would be against the whole theory of Tosfos. Okay? You can't have both theories. Either that's a Tosfos, that's the underlying concept in the Tosfos here. That what is the nature of tashlumin? Is tashlumin means I have chovos, specific chovos that I'm mishtalim later, or it's just like dina mamonis, or it's a general, it's really a tefillah halacha, that you miss the opportunity of tefillah, so the chacham on mesakein, the next tefillah, you can gain back that opportunity. And it doesn't matter what the nature of what you're doing is, it doesn't play any role. I was Shabbos, it was because of Shabbos and the Askar Shabbos, it doesn't matter, but it was an opportunity of tefillah, you missed tefillah. So now you miss Baal Lashayim. That's the Tosfos. That's right. You're going to have to say, you're going to have to say that if you miss a haskara, that why do you go back and miss Baal Shayim? Because you missed the tefillah. That, according to his maskana, the svar is that if you miss a tefillah, it's because you have mishtalim exactly what you owe. That's why he goes on to the next question of Zion and Yud Ches. Because there's you only owe, this is what you owe. You only owe Zion. You don't owe Yud Ches. So the halacha connotations of Tashlumin is halacha, it's halacha like dinim mamon. It's halacha of Tashlumin of a cheftza that you owe. The cheftza that you owe. If you don't owe the cheftza, you can't mishtalim. You can't pay it back. It's not a generic halacha in tefillah. Now you missed the opportunity of tefillah, so that's why they gave an opportunity to make it up. That's not the halacha. It's a whole system of tashlumin. It's a system of tashlumin. I mean, that's the way Tosfos learns.
The other theory, Zion and Yud Ches would be perfect. It would be fine.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. According to the other theory, Zion and Yud Ches is no problem. Because did you miss a tefillah? You did. So now they gave you the opportunity to misspell again. But according to Tosfos, tashlumin is a very exact formulation. It's a very precise formulation. You owe something. You owe A, you owe B, or you owe A and B, and now you have to mishtalim whatever you owe. The chefza that you owe must be represented in the tashlumin of the next tefillah. It's a different concept of tashlumin, different idea of tashlumin. It's not a concept in general of tefillah. You missed tefillah, so you lost perfection. So therefore, they said, okay, now you can be mispal again. Now you can mispal twice. Now you can be mispal, you can make up for it. It's halacha in tashlumin, which is characterized by the representation of the original chova, can be represented once again over here. Yes. Yeah, according to this idea, if you owe Yud Ches on Friday afternoon, how could you pay back with seven on Shabbos? So there the answer is very simple. A Baal Chayv owes $100, he's going to pay back 50. So he's putz from the 50. I mean, he's still chay. That's the shulman. You're asking the Havamin. And the Havamin, he didn't have any problem with it, because that's no problem if he can only pay back partially. That's fine, let him pay back partially. And the Maskan, actually, he pays back the whole thing. Because the Maskan is a Taisha. Taisha says that on Shabbos, Shabbos is the same Chiv Yud Ches. The only thing is that the Kiyum Yud Ches is possible on Shabbos Lai Dei Zayin. So then it'll come out that he's really pays back the whole thing. But the Havmin didn't bother him, because that's not a Kasha. Reverse is a Kasha. If you have to pay back more, then you have the problem of Brachas Levatolis. Because you don't know it. It's not represented in this Tefillah. Whatever you have, whatever in Tashlumen and Taisvis is Tashlumen Mamish. Whatever you owe must be represented in the Tefillah where you're paying it back. And that's why if it's only Zion, it's not represented. You have no right to mispal the other brachas. They're not represented there. Right? It's not halacha in Tefillah in general. That's Taisus. That's right. That's what Taisus is saying. You don't have to pay back everything, because even on Matzoi Shabbos, where you miss the Askaras Shabbos, and that's irreparable, but the fact is you owe this much, so pay this much. Tashlumen for this much. Yamavi, that's what it means, Yamaviach. Yamaviach means, it means the chova of what your chayiv in is represented over here. That's what Taisus is saying. That's the important thing. Once you have that, then the whole system of tashlumen. But the coin of the taste is tashlumen is tashlumen mamash. It's not. I mean, you could have said simply, it's halacha that a person's chaser at tefillah, and the chachamim realize he's chaser and shlemus adam. So therefore, they made a takana that he could mishalim the tefillah is chaser in the next time. But taste apparently doesn't know that way. Why that would have been simple. That could very well be. I mean, Taisus doesn't hold in Svara that if you miss the Olive Yavo, that the whole Shemoneh Esrei is Batlam of Otl. And that's a hard Svara to say. That's what we say yesterday. We said each one has a good Svara. We said, yeah, that fits in line with Taisus Svara. But the other yesterday, so according to the other Shemoneh is good, why? How it's Nigra. I mean, Taisus are Grera. I mean, it's Nigra if it's a little bit hot. Yechayiv and Askara. So how's it bringing Olshma and Esrei? I mean, so you'll say, because it's a vehicle, so it's Gara. Yeah, but that's a little difficult. Each side, I mean, has a Svara, which is difficult. It's a question. Each side has something which is not smooth there. But it's a question of what do you call it, halachic intuition. That's the machlekes. That's the question. Is Tashlumen elements that are represented in the Tashlumei Tefillah, or it's the entity of Tefillah? That's the question. So according to Taisvis, if you're going to say that it's not elements, but it's the entity of Tefillah, you're going to have to conclude that if you miss Yalav Yavar, the whole Shemoneh Esrei is Batlam of Otl. Taisvis couldn't accept such an idea.
Because sometimes
I mean, those are the two ways. Either the Chi of Tashlumen is because he's Chaser of Tefillah, that's Machayev him in Tashlumen, but it's the generic Tefillah. That's Machayev him, he's Chaser of Tefillah, or else he has things that he owes. And whatever he owes that's involved in Tefillah, he can make Tashlumen at a later date. Doesn't have to pay today, he can pay tomorrow. And he pays tomorrow, he pays, but he has to pay back. But the payment must be those elements which he originally was chayiv in. It's a different system. That's what Taisus is really proposing. Taisus is showing that there are two systems here, and he's showing his system, why his system is correct. What he means is that what Taisus means is we're doing Taisus Chavav Mar Aleph, where he says Umiyu Imichar Amincha Nira Dover Zman Abov Kabon Kivin Sheshua Kol Kach Ulach Abeis Tfilus Lamatzim Shtip Nechom Lach Zol Aspalim Shachach Vafil Tfilachs and Bittel Bemezid Leyuchel Asakein Ubisamach Karlem Uz Leyuchel Iskan. Okay, so the question is what does Bittel Bemezid have to do with waiting after two Tfilus? So we said what Taish is saying is that if he saw Kol Kach, he had an opportunity and he didn't take advantage of it already, so the Chachamim did not allow him to do it because he's a Pasheya. So he's just like Mazin. So it means that they gave him an opportunity to be Mishalim. But it's a schus to be Mishalim. But and the schus becomes a chiyuv to be Mishalim. But there's a certain point where he can't, where they didn't give him that schus, lachzor l'spal. What?
It's like an abuse of this.
Yeah, that's right. It's an abuse. In other words, you have to be a gavra that's royal l'shalim. It's true you're balchov, but if you're not fit to pay back, so then they won't let you pay back. Then the whole system of tashlum is bought. Yes. That's correct. Over here, the chav is for yourself. Normally, it's for the other guy. So what difference does it make? As long as you're... But over here, the Baruch Hashem doesn't need any payback. It's for you. So if you're not roi, so then you can't do it. They don't let it do it. It's a tzuraslav. It's a tzuraslav, right. Yeah. But the essence is tefillah. Yeah. The essence is tefillah. There is another sheet. The sheet's Rosh Balls, I think, up to a month. I'm going to make it up. But the Teisvah is the Chov. So the Chov, you can pay back any time. It's a plea on the Teisvah. He quotes the Rav Alfasi. And all Rav Alfasi says is that if you're not mavdalim both of them, it's good. Because I assume the first one was Chov and the second one was Tashlumin. And if you are mavdalim both of them, even though you're not Rosh Alasis Kane, it's also good. Because he doesn't know. But the first one was good and the second one, he shouldn't have been mavdalim. It was mavdalim extra. Made a mistake. But if he's mavdal b'shniyah not b'rishona, so it's gili daite, that shniyah is l'shem chova and rishona is l'shem tashlumin, and you can't be magd in tashlumin l'chova, so the first one doesn't count. So then you have to go daven again. So they say, so you see that you mispal even though you're not maviach. What do you mean not maviach? You maviach tol shemon esrei.
Right.
Because the whole tefillah was no good. You're not going back to be mispowel the tefillah that you davened before Myra, the Rishona. I mean, the Rishona simple is low, also low. So you're going back for Yehovah's Mincha. And you weren't mispowel. There was no tefillah tashlumen for Mincha. I mean, that's the svar here. It's like amazing. Like, what does Teisvah have to prove? What does that have to do with Teisvah? So the way we learned Rashi was, if you're not magdim Yehovah's Shaitei, Bereshia, according to Rashi, where we explain Rashi, it came out that the whole Lifnei Hashem is missing. Why? Because you're concerned with paying back something you owe. And now you're Lifnei Hashem and you're Chayav and Tefillah. So if you're getting about the Lifnei Hashem being Chayav and Tefillah, and you're concerned about yourself, so you're lacking in the whole Lifnei Hashem, so the whole Tefillah is no good. Right? So the whole Tefillah is no good. According to the Rif, you can't say that. According to the Rif, you can't say that. Fits in well, I think, in Apshat and Rav Alfas, and Teisvah from Rav Alfas is because we really reduce the Teisvah. The whole underlying ideas of the Teisvah is what's the concept of Tashlumen? Is it a concept in Tfilah, or is it a concept in the Chovas Hagavra in Tfilah, the elements of this Chov to be represented that you could pay it back at a later date? Okay? Or do we say because it's not Tfilah altogether? So we said that the whole Teisvah, really, why did Teisvah assume his position? Is because it was difficult in his mind to comprehend that if you miss Yalav Yava, the whole tefillah is bottle. Because all you missed is Askara. So Teish says, so certainly you can't say that if you missed the Seder, the whole tefillah is bottle. And so he didn't do a Kesidra, so what? So why is the whole tefillah bottle? So apparently any element that you miss can render the whole tefillah bottle. And that's why you chayav again. So he lost his whole raya. So Teisvah lost his whole raya from Yalav Yavo. So the Rav Alfas really, what Teisvah brings in, the Rav Alfas really shows you is that even an element of Seder could be Mevatel the whole tefillah. So Kavachomer, an element of Yalav Yavo, which is Mechayev you to go over the whole tefillah, could remove the whole Hashem tefillah. And once you say that, so then you'll have to say that you mispowel a second time, even though you're not most of anything in the second tefillah, because the first tefillah was no tefillah altogether. Yeah, according to the Rif, you're not really saying what his das is. You're saying that relative to the second one, the first one becomes defined as tashlumen. Because that's why he gives the case of both. Either both have the Avdallah or both don't have Avdallah. You don't say this. So it's relative to the second, the first one becomes defined that way. So since that's the case, so now it's the Seder, the Seder is reversed. And because the Seder is reversed, if you have to mispal again, you're going to have to say that the Seder is going to be mafkiya the Shem Tefillah, the Chal Hashem Tefillah, which is a difficult concept of Teisvah.